is back with a new single called What Kind of Man from his next anticipated album. He's talked about this next project as a return to his earlier sound. Listen to him talk about how this song in particular came to be.
I was just making stuff up and wrote a song. And then, typically when I do that, some very genuine thoughts and feelings will come out in the words that I'm just kind of freestyling, spitting out. And that's kind of how I ended up with Forget the Man That I Am, What Kind of Man Do You Need? And kind of ran with that. And, every now and then I get lucky, and I felt like I got lucky on this one and was able to have a song that felt fun but wasn't cheesy or cliche. And that's a tough thing for me to accomplish. So I really kind of fell in love with the song and was excited to cut it. And it's pretty honest. I mean, it's pretty true. You know, Halle Rae was that for me. I was never going to get married, never going to have kids. And then I met her and, it completely changed my mind on all of that. So I don't think if I had not met her, I don't think I ever would have done the deal. So this song is kind of an unintentional way of explaining that.
Look at that, I done stayed up all night again. I know it's for the last time, would be the last time, but here I am. I ain't too sure what they want me to do. Clean out my act, I've been thinking about you.
Parker McCollum here. That was my new song, What Kind of Man.
Country Kids, VOA.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I I'm losing track of days, losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well.
Searching for someone who's gonna build it back.
Alone featuring Luke Combs' Guy for That. We also heard Jelly Roll, I Am Not Okay. Jelly Roll, by the way, has a cameo appearance in the TV series streaming on Paramount Plus called Tiger King. Coming up, we'll hear Ella Langley featuring Riley Green, You Look Like You Love Me, as well as Lainey Wilson's 4x4 by You. And we'll find out which song is topping the U.S. Billboard Country Airplay chart. First, it's Megan Maroney, Am I Okay? On Country Hits VOA with Nikki Strong.
I check my pulse and my heart still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing with black keys, baby. And my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say. Cause guys that can't communicate.
Some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor. Had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna want to hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me.
cute little country girl called Maya. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like.
Bye.
which originally took place in August, was televised this past Tuesday. The event, hosted by Jordan Davis and Carly Pierce, celebrates the recipients of the specialty awards that are not part of the usual ACM Awards ceremony. Some of the honorees at the star-studded event include Alan Jackson, who received the ACM's Poets Award, alongside longtime Nashville songwriter Walt Aldridge. Chris Stapleton received the Singer-Songwriter of the Year. Each recipient was honored with a tribute from an array of performers, including Lauren Elena, Emmylou Harris, Jason Aldean, Eric Church, Vince Gill, and Ashley McBride, among others. Elle King is pregnant with baby number two, a boy, which she announced by posting video of the gender reveal party with her, her partner, Dan Tucker, and their son, Lucky. The People's Choice Country Awards, hosted by Shania Twain, also took place this week. Miranda Lambert, whose album Postcards from Texas is out now, was honored with the Country Icon Award, which was previously given to the late Toby Keith in 2023. You can see the full list of winners on Facebook and IG at VOA1 The Hits. That's VOA, the number one, The Hits. And that's what's going on with Nikki Strong this week. Here is Dustin Lynch, Chevrolet, on Country Hits VOA.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots. So I had to pick the uptown time, yeah, but we talked for a while at a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. Think I feel in love right then and there. We were at the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Chevrolet.
Phil Collins' Ain't No Love in Oklahoma took the number one spot this week on the Billboard Country Radio Airplay chart. I'm Nikki Strong, and this has been Country Hits VOA, brought to you by Voice of America. And remember, next week, the one and only Keith Urban will be our special guest for Center Stage. He will take us through his album, High, which he just released. I'm Nikki Strong. I'll